感谢主，各位弟兄大姊妹，大家平安。
We thank God. Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠常常跟我们大家同在。
May the grace of our Lord Jesus be with us always.
时间很快的，2014年呢、就过去了。
We see that time pass very quickly, and 2014 has concluded.
所以传道书里面说每天早上太阳出来。
And so in Ecclesiastes, we see that the sun rises every morning.
但是很快的下午啊，太阳又下山了。
But by the afternoon, the sun will also very quickly set.
一天过去，另外一天又来了。
A day will pass and another day will come.
所以我们常常觉得时间过得真快。
So often we feel that time passes very quickly.
所以圣经里面教我们要爱惜光阴啊，爱惜时间。
And that's why the Bible teaches us that we must cherish and redeem the time.
因为时间就是我们的生命。
Because our time is our life.
我们如果浪费时间啊，就是浪费我们的生命。
If we waste our time, then we are wasting our life.
所以我们一年一年在过。
So year by year passes.
我们应当在灵性上侍奉各方面都要不断的成长。
We must also grow in our faith each year.
圣经里面说到主耶稣小的时候。
The Bible mentions that when Lord Jesus was little.
在神的恩典里面成长。
He grew under the grace of God.
不但是身量增长，智慧也增长。
Not only in stature, but also in wisdom.
神的爱，人的爱也不断的增长。
So that he also grew in the love of God and the love of men.
因为主耶稣说啊，他每做一件事情都是看啊，这是按照神所喜悦的去做。
And Lord Jesus said, in everything he does, he does it to please the Father.
所以神就常常跟他同在。
And so God is always with them.
所以他就得到更多啊神的爱。
So that he receives even more love from God.
因为他到处啊行善事帮助人。
And because he does good and helps people wherever he goes.
不断的爱人。
And he continues to love men.
所以他的爱增加，所以人也对他的爱也不断的增长。
And because he keeps increasing in his love for others, so others continue to love him.
这个教会就是耶稣基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
所以我们也要不断的增长，让我们满有基督长成的身量。
So we must also continue to grow until we have the fullness and stature of Christ.
以色列人他们在住棚节之前
，before the feast of the tabernacles，
等于他们全年的收割啊，都已经完成了。
Before that is the time when the harvest has concluded，
所以就把各样的五谷收藏起来。
The Israelites would begin storing all the things that they have harvested，
准备过冬
，and they will prepare for the winter。
然后他们就有一个住棚节在那边欢乐。
And then they will have the feast of the tabernacle to have a feast.
感谢神在一年当中的束缚跟看顾。
To give thanks to God for the protection throughout the year.
知道说人在世界是寄居客里的生活。
And it's also to help them remember that while on earth they live as sojourners.
所以他们在野外住棚七天。
So they would live in the wilderness in tents for 7 days.
他们就是要盼望一个更美的未来。盼望更美的家乡。
They hope for a better future and a better homeland.
他说我们在新年开始
So in the new year,
我们也是一方面感谢神的恩典。
On one hand, we give thanks to the grace of God.
一方面我们对未来盼望有更多的期待。
And on another hand, we have hope for the future.
我们首先来看诗篇的65篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 65.
诗篇六十五篇十一节
，Psalm 65 verse 11。
六十五篇十一节
，Psalm 65 11。
说你用恩典做年岁的冠冕，你的路径都滴下脂油。大卫在这里作诗歌颂神。
Here we see David write a psalm to praise God。
说神用恩典做我们年岁的冠冕。
Here he said that God crowns the year with his goodness.
所以我们每年啊，一年一年过啊，啊，结果每一年啊，都是神的恩典啊，来组成的。
So as each year passes, we see that each year is composed of the goodness of God.
所让神的荣美常常在我们身上。
So that the beauty of God is often upon us.
神的恩惠啊，常常充满我们跟我们的家中。
And the grace of God is filled in our hearts and our families.
他说让我们所走过的路径啊，就是神丰盛的恩典啊，来累积而成的。
And David also says, wherever we walk, our paths drip with abundance of God's
grace. 以色列人要进到迦南地的时候，
When the Israelites were entering into a land of Canaan,
摩西跟他们讲。
Moses told them,
说你们将来进到迦南地啊，啊，这个地方跟埃及地不一样。
When you enter into the land of Canaan, it is different from the land of Egypt.
因为是神特别眷顾的地方。
Because it is a land that God watches over.
我们看生命记十一章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11.
十一节。
Verse 11.
生命记十一章十一节
Deuteronomy 11:11
说你们要过去得为业的那地乃是有山有谷以水滋润之地十二节
12
是主你的神所眷顾的从岁所到年中主你的神的眼目啊，时常看顾那地好这里讲到说啊，你们进到了迦南地啊，不像在埃及，在那边为奴受苦的生活。
Here Moses tells them that when you enter into the land, it will not be like Egypt where you are slaves.
他说这个迦南地啊是有山有谷，是雨水滋润的地方。
But the land of Canaan is a land of hills and valleys.
他从年头一直到年尾啊，神的眼目都看顾这一块地方。
And from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year, the Lord'seyes will be upon us.
因为这是神赐给他们的安息之所。
Because this is a place of rest that God has given them.
我们继续看十三节。
Let's continue reading 13.
说你们如果留意听从我今日所吩咐你的诫命，爱主你们的神，尽心尽性侍奉他。十四节。
14.
他必按时降秋雨春雨。在你们的地上，使你们可以收藏五谷新酒和油。数节
15.
也必使你吃得饱足，并使田里为你的牲畜长草。十六节
16.
你们要谨慎，免得心中受迷惑，就偏离正路去侍奉敬拜别神。十七节
17.
神的怒气向你们发作，就是天必晒不下雨，地也不出土产，使你们在主所赐你们的美地呀、啊，就要世世灭亡。摩西跟他们讲说啊，这个迦南地是神特别祝福的地方。
So Moses told them that the land of Canaan is a place that God
blesses. 因为神按时降秋雨春雨
，because God will give it the former rain, the early rain and the latter rain.
物产非常的丰收啊，啊，享受丰盛的生活。
So that they can have an abundance of harvest and enjoy their lives.
啊，但是你们要谨慎，不可以偏离神的道。
But they have to take heed and not depart from the path of God.
如果你们离开了神啊，虽然住在美地上，也要世世的灭亡。
Because if they depart from God, even though they live in the good land, they will surely perish.
我们知道说以色列民啊，当他们敬畏神的时候啊，啊，神就祝福他们五谷丰收。
We know that when the Israelites feared God, God blessed them so that they have an abundance of harvest.
生活上没有什么缺乏。
They lacked nothing in their lives.
但是很可惜啊，他们后来受到迦南人的影响啊，而且离开神去拜偶像。
But unfortunately, we see that they were influenced by the Canaanites so that they
worshiped idols. 所以一开始是受到外族的侵略。
In the beginning, they were oppressed by other nations.
啊，但是后来啊，是整个国家就灭亡了，被掳到外邦去。
And then eventually, the entire kingdom was destroyed, and they were taken captive.
所以我们 能够在神的家中啊，这是神的恩典特别看顾的地方。
So for us to remain in the house of God where God blesses.
如果我们常常守神的道理，
If we keep the commandments of God,
神的恩典会不断的源源临到我们的身上。
The grace of God will continually fall upon us.
所以感谢神过去啊，不断的施恩眷顾我们。
So we thank God that God watches over us and blessed us in the past.
让我们生活非常安定。
So that our lives will be very calm.
因为圣经里面说啊，如果不是神在建造房屋啊，建造的人就枉然劳力。
Because the Bible tells us, unless God helps the person who is building the house, the builder builds in vain.
如果不是神在看守城池啊，看守的人就枉然警醒。
And unless God is watching over the city, the watchman watches in vain.
所以为着我们的生活，我们当然要劳力做工。
So of course, in our lives, we have to work diligently.
啊，但是啊，不是光我们能靠自己的劳碌就能够有所收成。
But we do not receive a harvest simply based upon our own hard work.
有时候我们光靠自己，不晓得靠神。
A lot of times, if we only know to rely on ourselves,
有时候就徒劳无功啊。
Then we work in vain.
彼得说啊，我们整个晚上一直打鱼啊，我们都打不到哎。
Peter said, "We have fished all night and we have caught nothing."
后来他们照神的意思说，把网撒下去。
But afterwards, they placed their net where the Lord commanded them.
结果就网住了满满的鱼。
And they caught a net full of fish.
他说鱼虽然很多啊，但是网都没有破掉。
And the Bible records that even though they caught so much fish,
the net
did not break. 因为不
只是神的祝福啊，神还为他们保守。
Because not only did God bless them, but God
preserved
them. So that they had two boatful of fish.
啊，就是神的祝福跟神的保守这跟眷顾。
And this is the blessing of God and the providence of God.
我们感谢神啊，从人头到年尾不断的眷顾我们。
So we thank God that He protects us from the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
或许我们弟兄姊妹在过去的一年当中。
And perhaps in the past year,
啊，有的人啊也在试验患难当中。
Some brothers and sisters also endured trials and suffering.
但是我们相信主耶稣的应许，世上虽然有患难，但是我们在主里有平安。
But we believe in the promise of Lord Jesus, although we are facing trials and suffering, but we have peace in Him.
有时候这种试验是要帮助我们成长。
A lot of times, these trials are to help us grow.
啊，经过试验以后啊，就让我们那个完美的信心啊，就会显明出来。
And through the trials, our faith can be perfected.
好像耶伯说啊，我经过试炼以后啊，我就会像金金一样的宝贵。
Just like Job said that through the testing of his faith, his faith becomes like refined gold.
神说啊，耶伯是敬畏神，远离恶事的。
God said that Job was a person who feared God and departed from evil.
魔鬼说啊，就是因为你照顾得他太好了，把篱笆围起来，他都没有遇到什么，所以他才敬畏你。
But the devil said to God, he only fears you because you have blessed him and protected him and put a hedge around him.
但是神为着证明啊，耶伯的信心是真实的。
And in order to show that the faith of Job is sincere.
所以他容许啊，撒旦来试探他。
He allowed Satan to tempt him.
啊，虽然他所有的都失掉了。
So even though Job lost everything,
甚至全身长疮
and his whole body was full of sores.
但他还说啊，赏赐是神呐，啊，收取也是神。
But Job still said, God gives and God takes away.
我们从神得福气啊，有时候神让我们遇到一些患难也是应该的。
If we receive blessings from God, should we not also receive trials and tribulation?
所以在试炼当中啊，把那种非常好的信心啊，就显露出来。
So in the midst of the trials, we see that his faith was shown.
虽然他在信仰上还有一些软弱的地方。
And although he still had some weaknesses in his faith.
好像还有一点渣子。
It's as if he still had some impurities.
神就借着这个试验啊，把他的渣子除掉了。
But through this trial, God removed his impurities.
所以这是试验的目的。
And so this is a purpose of trials.
当然，魔鬼的目的是要把我们打倒。
And of course, the purpose of Satan is to defeat us.
但是神的目的啊，就是要让我们更加的成长，更加的完全。
But the purpose of God is to allow us to grow and to become complete.
所以约伯经过试验以后，他说啊。
So after he endured his trials,
他说我从前风闻有你啊，但是我现在亲眼看到你。
Job said, "My ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you."
啊，这是两个完全不一样的属灵的境界。
And we see that he reached a completely different level of faith.
过去只是风闻有神。
In the past, he has only heard that there was a God.
但是现在亲眼看到神，亲眼摸到神啊。
But now he has seen God with his own eyes. He has touched God.
我们的信心啊，就是要这样，经过试验以后啊，就能够成长完全。
And our faith should also grow through enduring trials like this.
虽然有时候在试炼患难当中啊，感到非常愁苦。
Although a lot of times when we face trials and tribulations, we feel very painful.
但是主耶稣没有让我们担不起的重担。
But Lord Jesus does not give us a burden that we cannot stand.
好像父母亲不会把那个重担给啊，让孩子没有办法承担的重担放在孩子的身上。
Just like how a parent will not give something that his child cannot handle.
我们的神啊，更爱我们，因为他是我们的天父。
And our God loves us even more than our parents love us.
所以他让我们遇到的试探不会超过我们能力能够负担的。
So the temptations that he allows us to face will not be temptations that we cannot bear.
并且在我们患难当中啊，他还要为我们开出一条出路来。
But in the midst of our trials, he will open up a way for us.
所以不管在任何的环境当中啊，我们就紧紧抓住神。
So no matter what we face, we just have to hold on to God.
让我们能够胜过各样的试验跟患难。
Then we can overcome all sorts of trials and tribulations.
让我们能够迎接更美好的未来。
And we can receive a better future.
我们看到在神的带领之下，
we see that under the guidance of God,
有时候让人会遇到好像马拉的苦水。
Sometimes God will allow us to face bitter waters like Marah.
但是圣经里面说啊，神不是降灾殃的意念。
But the Bible tells us that God does not want to give us disaster.
神是平安的意念。
God's thoughts for us are of peace.
让我们经过一些患难以后，要带领我们进到更美好的境界。
So after enduring some trials and tribulations, God will want to bring us to a better place.
好像以色列人他们过红海以后，
just like after the Israelites crossed the Red Sea,
三天了找不到水。
They could not find water for 3 days.
碰到有水啊，结果那个水是苦的，没有办法喝。
And when they finally found water, the water was bitter and they could not drink it.
结果以色列人就在那里抱怨呢。
So the Israelites began complaining.
摩西，你怎么把我们带到这个地方啊？让我们没有水，我们会渴死掉。
They complained and said, Moses, why did you bring us there? Are you trying to allow us to die of thirst?
摩西就祷告神。
So Moses prayed to God.
神说啊，你砍一棵树啊，把它丢到水里面去。
And God told Moses, take a branch and throw it into the water.
结果那个水啊就变甜了。
And the water became sweet.
他说让我们知道说啊，在苦难当中有主给我们同在。
And this teaches us that when we are in the midst of suffering,
that
God is with us.
苦水啊也会变甜美的活水。
Even the bitter waters of Marah will become the sweet living water.
说神让他们遇到马拉，就是要教训他们。看他们是不是遵守神的教训。
And God allowed them to face the waters of Marah to test them to see that if they will obey His commandments.
虽然马拉是苦的，
even though the waters of Marah,
但是马拉很快就过去了。
But it passed very quickly.
所以神就带领他们来到一个非常甜美的地方，叫以宁。
And then God led them to a very good place called Elim.
那里有12股水泉，有70棵的棕树。
And in Elim, there are 12 springs and a lot of palm trees.
所以百姓可以在那里安息啊，感到非常的舒畅，非常的快活。
So that the people could rest there and feel refreshed.
所以神带领我们的道路就是这样。
So this is how God guides us.
虽然有时候会遇到好像马拉的苦水。
Even though sometimes we will face bitter waters of Marah.
啊，但是他是要带领我们呢，走上更美的境界。
But He is leading us to a better place.
啊，让我们能够真正的能够长久生活在神丰盛的恩典里面。
So that we can truly, live.And the grace of God.
我记得去年月初的时候跟我们谈新年的励志。
I remember during the New Year from last year, I shared with everyone New Year resolutions.
盼望我们未来的一年啊，能够有新的一些啊励志，新的一些做法。
And I shared how in the New Year we hope to have, some new commitments.
让我们的信德，让我们的灵性能够更加的成长。
So that our character and our faith can grow.
那所以利用这个时间呢，我想说我们可以做一番的反省。
So I hope that today we can spend some time to reflect upon.
啊，然后重新呢计划我们未来的一年。
And to plan again how we will face this new year.
那所以对这个省察也是非常重要。
So to think and reflect is very important.
因为省察就是我们啊进步的一种动力。
Because when we think and reflect, this becomes a motivation.
如果我们能够常常省察我们自己
，If we can think and reflect often,
我们有时候发现我们的软弱。
Sometimes we will discover our weaknesses.
好像保罗说啊，我知道我的软弱。
Just like how Paul says, I know my weaknesses.
啊，所以我就更加会依靠神。
So that I know to rely on God even more.
这个神就帮助我啊，在软弱当中啊，重新刚强起来。
And then God will give me strength when I am weak.
啊，所以省察是帮助我们进步的一种动力。
So when we examine ourselves, this helps motivate us to.
有的人不晓得省察。
Some people don't know how to examine themselves.
好像参孙虽然神给他很大的力量。
For example, Samson was given great strength.
啊，但是他就是为所欲为。
But he did whatever he wanted.
啊，凭着自己的心意在行事，从来不省察自己。
According to his own will, he did whatever he wanted, and he never stopped to.
到最后啊，神的能力离开他了，他自己都没有自觉。
And in the end, the power of God left him, and he didn't even know it.
所以最后的结果啊，就相当可怜。
And we see that he had a very tragic end.
啊，当然这个省察，我们不是省察别人，而是省察我们自己。
So when we examine ourselves, we're not examining.Other people, but ourselves.
所以真正要让我们灵性进步啊，就是省察我们自己。
So the true way to grow in our faith is to examine ourselves.
啊，所以说一个圣灵充满的人
，So a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit,
他会常常反省检讨自己
，will constantly reflect upon themselves.
为自己的过半、自己的软弱，常常感到忧伤。
And they will often feel sorrowful for their own trespasses and mishaps.
啊，然后更晓得更依靠神啊，神的能力来帮助我们。
And they will know to rely on God even more to allow the power of God to help them.
啊，让我们胜过软弱，让我们重新刚强起来。
So that we can overcome our weaknesses and become strong.
所以我们的省察不是去看别人，而是要检讨反省我们自己。
So our examination is not of other people, but of ourselves.
所以主耶稣就说啊，有的人呢、啊，一直想要把人家眼中的刺把它拿掉。
And that's why Lord Jesus said, some people keep wanting to remove the speck from other people's eyes.
但是没想到自己的眼中啊，却有梁木。
But they do not realize that there is a plank of wood in their own eye.
而这个刺啊，就是小的缺点。
So the speck are the minor flaws.
梁木就是大的缺点。
The wooden plank are the large weaknesses.
我们要看别人比较容易。
It's very easy for us to look at.
但是要看我们自己比较不容易。
But to see ourselves is more difficult.
啊，但是我们如果没有检讨反省我们自己。
But if we don't stop, think, and reflect.
我们怎么能够看得清楚啊？啊，能够看到别人的软弱呢？
How can we see clearly and see the weaknesses of others?
啊，有一个故事说，以前有一个老弟兄啊。
There's a certain story talking about an old brother in the church.
他已经一段时间了，啊，都没有看圣经了。
And it's been a long time since he read the Bible.
后来想说啊，要重新啊看圣经。
And so he thought he must begin to read the Bible.
结果把圣经他的大本的圣经一打开以后啊， 他有一副老花眼镜。
And so he opened his large Bible and he had some glasses.
啊，那个眼镜他一戴起来。
But the moment he put on his glasses,
他一看到每一个人怎么都不对劲。
And he looked at everyone else and thought, something was wrong.
每一个人的脸上怎么都有一株虫。
Why is it that everyone else has a worm on their face?
啊，原来是啊，他很久没有啊翻圣经了。
But it turns out it's because he hasn't opened his Bible for so long.
他的眼镜啊放在那里啊，结果有一只小虫啊就附在上面。
And he always put his reading glasses at his Bible. So the moment he put it on,
因为透过眼镜看出去，每一个人都是一株虫。
There was already a worm living on his glasses, so when he was looking at other people, he only saw the worm.
所以有时候我们啊戴着有色的眼镜在看别人。
So sometimes we wear these muddled glasses.
所看的别人都不对劲。
And when we look at other people, we think something is wrong. 但
事实上，我们是要先从我们自己本身呐省察开始。
When in fact, we need to start from ourselves.
我们来看哥林多后书十三章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多后书十三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 13.
第五节。
Verse 5.
十三章第五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5.
说你们总要自己省察，有信心没有，也要自己试验，岂不知道你们若不是可拒绝的，就有耶稣基督啊在你们的心里吗？保罗劝勉门徒说啊，我们应当啊省察我们自己，看看我们的信心啊够不够。
Here Paul encourages the believers to examine yourselves.
我们一年一年在过啊，我们的信心呐 是进步呢，还是退步呢
？As each year passes, is our faith growing or is it taking a step back?
信心是我们蒙恩的途径。
Faith is how we receive grace.
所以一个人到神的面前来啊，要得到神的祝福。
So a person wants to come before God and be blessed by God.
首先要有信心。
He must first have faith.
相信神就在我们当中。
He has to believe that God is in our midst.
我们相信神的存在以及神的大能。
We believe in God's existence and His power.
一个人如果没有信心啊，就没有办法得到神的喜悦。
If a person does not have faith, he is not pleasing in God's sight.
一个人如果失掉了信心，他就没有办法从神那里得到什么。
If a person loses his faith, he cannot receive anything from God.
我们看雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书一章。
James chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse
6. 一章第六节。
James chapter 1, verse 6.
说主要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑。因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。第七节
，verse seven，
这样的人不要想从主那里得到什么。第八节
，eight，
心怀二意的人在他所行的路上都没有定见。所以我们凭着信心来到神的面前。
So with faith we come before God。
啊，要领受神给我们的祝福。
To receive the blessings of God.
那是我们如果缺乏信心呢、啊？我们信心动摇，说好像在那个海浪当中的船一样摇动，没有办法停下来。
But if we lack faith, or if our faith wavers, then we are like a boat on the wave of the sea being tossed.
啊，所以就没有办法从神那里得到什么。
And we will not be able to receive anything from the Lord.
门徒他们坐着船呢、啊，要。过一个加利利海。
The disciples was once crossing the Sea of Galilee on a boat.
结果遇到了大风浪啊，就是在风浪当中挣扎。
But there was a great wind and they were struggling with the waves.
本来主耶稣在山上的地方祷告。
And originally, Lord Jesus was praying on the mountain.
他看到门徒啊，整个晚上在那里跟风浪啊。在那边挣扎
and he saw how the disciples were struggling on the boat the entire night.
所以主耶稣就走海面啊，要接近他们。
So Lord Jesus walked on the water of the sea to draw closer.
因为天色很暗，所以他们看不清楚，以为是有鬼怪。
And because the sky was very dark, they couldn't really see him, and they thought he was a ghost.
所以他们就感到很害怕。
So they became very afraid.
耶稣说，是我，你们不要怕。
But Lord Jesus said, it is I, be not afraid.
彼得一听到是主耶稣的声音。
And when Peter heard that it was the Lord's voice,
所以他就说，主啊，如果是你的话，让我也能够走海面到你那里去。
Peter said, Lord, if it is you, call me so that I can also walk on the water to draw close to you.
主耶稣说，你来啊。
So Lord Jesus says, come.
彼得跳下去就走在海面上。
So Peter jumped off the boat and started walking on the water.
然后后来他看到旁边的海浪非常的大。
But when he looked at how great the waves were around him,
结果那个海浪让他看不到主。
And the waves caused him not to be able to
see the Lord. 所以他就开始害怕起来。
So he began to be afraid.
失掉了信心了，就快要沉下去了。
And he lost his faith and began to sink.
他就大声喊：“主啊，救我啊！”
And he cried aloud, "Lord, save me!"
主耶稣就把他拉上来。
So Lord Jesus took hold of him.
说：“你这个小信的人呐，为什么害怕？”
And said to him, "You of little faith, why are you afraid?"
所以，那我们知道说，我们如果专心看到主。
So we know that if we fix our gaze on Lord Jesus,
我们虽然面对这个世间很多的患难呐。 但是我们能够凭着信心呢，走在海面上，能够向着主的目标前进。
Even though there are many trials and tribulations in the world, but by faith we can walk on water and draw close to God.
但是如果我们光看到我们周围的环境，
but if we only look at our surroundings,
有时候让我们失落了信心。
A lot of times it will cause us to lose.
我们信心的失落啊，我们就好像在海当中要沉下去一样。
And the moment we lose our faith, we are like the person who is sinking in the sea.
因为主看到了困难，看不到主啊。Because
we can only see our problems and we cannot see the Lord.
我们要像彼得一样啊，会呼喊求主来拯救我们。But
we must be like Peter and know to call out to the Lord.
所以一个人如果失落了信心，So
if a person loses his faith,
很容易在信仰上迷失掉。It's
very easy for him to go astray in his faith.
所以保罗说啊。 这个信心如果失掉了，
Paul says if we lose our faith,
好像一艘船呐，它就破了一个洞。
It is as if a ship has gone shipwrecked.
这个洞破了以后，水就进来，所以最后整艘船就沉到海里面去。
If the hull of the ship is breached, then water will come in, and eventually the ship will sink.
一个人如果失掉了对神的信心呐，最后也是一样沉沦。
If a person loses faith towards God, in the end, they will also be
destroyed. 所以我们对神的道理啊，要有绝对的信心。
So we must have a complete faith in the Word of God.
我们看罗马书16章。
Let's turn to Romans 16.
罗马书16章。
Romans chapter 16.
25节。
Verse
25. 罗马书16章啊，25节。
Romans chapter 16, verse 25.
说唯有神能够照我所传的福音和我所讲的耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘坚固你们的心里。26节，这个奥秘如今显明出来，而且按着永生神的命令，借着众先知的诗，指示万国的百姓。 使他们信服真道。保罗讲到说，他所传的福音是借着历代先知所传扬的。Here
Paul says that the gospel he is preaching is the gospel that has been revealed to all the prophets.
就是借着耶稣基督来完成救赎的工作。
And that it was fulfilled by the work of Jesus Christ.
然后这个福音就传遍出来。
And so this gospel is preached.
说让我们知道这个福音的奥秘。
So that we know the mystery of the gospel.
就是外邦人也要在这个福音成为神的儿女，一起享受神所赐给我们的福分。
And that mystery is that even Gentiles can be saved through this gospel.
所以说，这个叫做活泼生命之道。
And this is the living. Word of life.
所有属物质的东西啊，最后都好像发潮一样，会枯干凋谢。
Everything in the material world will fade away, just like the grass and
flowers. 唯有神的道才是永存的。
But only the word of God endures forever.
所以彼得就说，我们所传的福音啊，这是全备的道理，这是神的真恩。
And that's why Peter says, what we preach is the full gospel, and it is the grace of God.
我们要在这个恩典上站立得稳。
And we must be able to stand firm on this grace.
所以我们今天所领受的的确是真理的道，得救的福音。
Today what we have received is the truth, the word of truth and the gospel of salvation.
为了让我们对神的道理啊，能够有清楚的了解。
And we must have a clear understanding when we keep the word of God.
所以我们的长辈就把圣经里面、跟得救有关的道理、把它整理出来。
And so the early church workers organized all the passages in the Bible that relate to salvation.
其实真正整理的就是杨约翰长老。
And we know one of the early workers that did most of the organizing was Elder John Yang.
他整理好了，又经过两次的世界代表大会。
And he organized these scriptures, and after two world delegate conferences,
每一次都有十几天的时间、就是一项一项对照圣经来研究。
For each conference, it took around 10 days where they went through each passage and
确立这是我们共同的信仰。
And to make sure that this is a common faith that we
而且都有圣经充分的根据。
And that everything is securely based upon the Bible.
就好像主耶稣所传的，好像使徒所传的，完全一致的。
Just like how what Lord Jesus preached and what the disciples preached, they are all.
所以这些基本的信仰都直接跟我们得救有关系。
And so the basic beliefs that have been organized are all relate to our salvation directly.
所以就好像一个量尺一样。
It is like a ruler.
来衡量这个道理合不合圣经。
And we can use it to measure whether something is in accordance to the Bible.
因为这个是要防备异端。
And we do this to prevent heresies from coming in.
所以我们用这些基本的信仰来对照。
So we can use the basic beliefs to compare.
我们就知道说这个真理对不对。
And then we will know whether it is the truth.
因为假先知也会出来讲很多悖谬的话。
Because false prophets will arise and say many heretic things.
有的人信仰根基不稳固就受影响，就受迷惑了。
But for the believers who are not very solid in their faith, may be affected.
其实那个是魔鬼的工作。
But that is actually the work of Satan.
神造人在这个伊甸园的时候
，When God created man and put him in the Garden of Eden，
神就说那个善恶树不可以吃。
God told him that you cannot eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil。
没有关系啦，你吃了不会死啦。
But the devil told him that you can eat of it and you will not die。
所以魔鬼就是喜欢啦，改变神的话。
So we see that the devil likes to change the word of God。
夏娃因为受迷惑就去吃善恶果，最后就让人 就死掉了。
And we see that because Eve was deceived, so mankind ate of the fruit and died.
我们看加拉太书第一章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
加拉太书一章第六节。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 6.
我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督的恩召你们的，去从别的福音。第七节。
Verse 7。
那并不是福音，不过是有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。第八节。
Verse 8。
但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当受咒诅。保罗从来没有做主人呐。
We see that Paul never curses anyone.
虽然很多人攻击他，但是他说你们论断我，我都是觉得是小事情。
And even though many people attack Paul, but Paul always says, I don't really, I'm not really affected by any of your criticism, because I do not even judge myself.
判断我的是神。
But it is God who judges me.
但是对一些传异端的人保罗就很生气就责备他们。
But for those who are preaching heresies, we see that Paul curses them here.
说他们不是传福音，而是把神的道更改了。
And we see that he says they are not preaching the gospel, but they are perverting the gospel of Christ. So this is not the gospel of God. Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter
4.
And we see that Paul was even more harsh in his
words.
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse
1. 4章第一节。
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1.
圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。所以，这个离教环、离道环教的事情，这是必然有的。And
we see that Paul says it is for people to depart from the faith. This is something that will happen.
但是这个道理传错了，就是把人呐带离开神。But
if we preach the wrong gospel, we are bringing people away from God.
所以主耶稣责备当代人呐，有的人呐到处引人入教，最后让人成为地狱之子。And
so Lord Jesus rebuked some people who were trying to convert people wherever they went, but in the end, they are just converting people to become the sons of hell because they bring them into the wrong direction.
所以保罗说,
and so Paul says, these people should be accursed because it is more serious than killing a person. Because in doing so, you are killing a person's soul and condemning them to eternal damnation. So we must be rooted in the truth. So that even when there are trends from different religions, we will not be affected. So we must be rooted in the Word of God so that we can continually grow. And in addition to standing firm in our faith, we must truly believe in God. Because God is all powerful and He is also merciful. In our lives, He can be our reliance. Let's turn to Psalm 55. Psalm 55.
22.
Psalm 55, verse
22.
Here we see a person who fears God can cast all their worries and burdens on the Lord. Because God is like a mother who is raising his child. God is our Heavenly Father. He will not forget about us. He will watch over us. So we do not have to worry about our lives. Because God has created our bodies. He knows that we need clothes. He knows that to sustain our life, we need food. So God will watch over our lives and provide the needs of our lives. It is not to say that we should not work, but the Bible is teaching us we do not need to worry. But we need to simply fulfill our duty and do what we should do. And God will watch over in our lives. When we look at the Israelites when they were in the wilderness, they were in the wilderness for 40 years, and in the 40 years, they did not plant and they did not harvest. Of all the supplies they brought out of Egypt, they probably finished their food within a month. But God sent food for them every day. Even the rock will have water flow out so that they can drink of it. all the way until they entered into the land of Canaan
直到当地的土产,
and ate of the produce of the land.
然后玛拉才停降,
only then did manna stop descending.
我们看到神的看顾啊, 是无微不至的,
and we see that the providence of God fulfills everything.
所以我们在 生活当中啊, 我们也要学习交托信靠神。
So in our lives, we must also learn to rely on God.
我们的信心啊, 要不断地成长进步。
Our faith has to continually grow and improve.
说好像亚伯拉罕经过神的试验以后,
just like how after Abraham passed the test of God,
最后他满心相信神的应许一定会成就。
We see that he completely believed in God and believed that his promise will be fulfilled. Even though he was already 100 years old and his wife was
80, 90 years old,
but it was then that the son that God had promised him was born. And even though he was willing to offer Isaac to the Lord, because he believed that God was a God who could create nothing, something out of nothing, and the God who can bring back the dead, God can make the impossible possible. So Abraham completely believed in the promise of God. So that later he can become the father of faith. So in our faith, we must also pursue growth. To stand firm in our faith and keep hold of our faith to the end. Let's turn to Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13,
第八节,
verse
8. 13章第八节,
Romans 13, 8.
凡事都不可亏欠人, 唯有彼此相爱, 要常常以为亏欠, 因为爱人的就完全了立。第九节,
verse 9.
像那不可奸淫, 不可杀人, 不可偷盗, 不可贪婪, 或别的诫命都包括在爱人如己这一句话之内了。第十节。Verse
10。爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全了立法。保罗讲到说啊，我们这个爱心要不断的长进。Paul also commends us that our love must continually grow.
我们凡事不要有亏欠，不要亏欠人。So,
Paul tells us that we should owe no one anything.
但是唯有这个爱心啊，要常常感到亏欠。
Except for love, we must often feel that we owe other people love.
因为神给我们的爱实在太长阔高深了。
Because the love that God gives us is too great for us to comprehend.
我们一生一世永远报答不完。
In our entire lives, we cannot repay the love He has given us.
所以主耶稣他把爱心啊实行在我们身上，他爱我们。
We see that God, Lord Jesus, displayed his, manifested his love in loving us. And he commanded us that we should love one another just as how he has loved us. And love is a debt that we can never fully repay. So with our greatest effort, we must show love.
我们再看十二章第九节。Let's
continue reading chapter 12, verse 9.
罗马书十二章第九节。Romans
chapter 12, verse 9.
爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。第十节。Verse
10.
爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。这里讲到我们一个圣徒该有的品性。
This passage tells us what character we should have as a believer.
首先就是谈到爱心。First,
Paul talks about love.
弟兄姊妹要彼此亲热，彼此相爱。
Brothers and sisters should love one another.
圣保罗在谈到这个圣灵的果子，第一个也就是爱。
And when Paul was talking about the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the first thing he mentions is also love.
因为这个爱心啊，就是 圣灵的果子，而且是门徒的一种记号。
And we see that love is not only the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love is also a sign that we are believers.
因为神本身就是爱。
Because God Himself is love.
有爱心的就是属神的。
So those who have love belong to God.
如果没有爱心的，说还不认识神。
Those who do not have love does not yet know God.
所以箴言里面说啊，不要让慈爱离开你。
And in Proverbs, Proverbs tells us that we must not let mercy and love depart from us.
要把它绑在你的颈项上。
But we need to bind it on us.
要刻在你的心板上。
And we must write it on the tablets of our hearts.
因为这个非常的重要，就是要牢牢的记住，而且切实的把它行出来。
Because this is so important, so we have to always be mindful of it and to show it.
啊，说你有爱心的话。啊，你就能够得到神跟人的恩宠。
And if we have loved, then we can receive the love of God and man.
主耶稣说，你愿意人怎么待你，你就怎么去待人。
Lord Jesus said, you should treat others as how you want them to treat you.
我们都希望别人能够爱我们。
We all hope that other people can love us.
但是我们要得到别人的爱，你当然要付出爱。
But if we want to receive the love of others, we must first put forth love
你多多
ourselves.
付出爱，你就能够得到众人的爱。
The more love we put forth, the more other people will love us.
啊，更能够得到神的恩惠，神的恩宠。
And even more so, we can receive the love of God and be pleasing to Him.
所以我们知道这个教会就是一个爱的团体。
And so we know that the church is really an organization of love. That it is built and established by the love of Jesus Christ. So as the disciples of the Lord, we must learn how to love one another. In Revelation, when it talks about the church of Ephesus, we see that originally they were a church full of love. Because they understood how tall and wide and deep the love of Jesus Christ was. And the love of Christ compelled them.
那后来这个教会啊，久了以后啊，说这个爱心就慢慢的消失掉了。
But after some time, this love began to diminish and disappear.
像马太福音里面所讲的，不法的事情多了，爱心就会渐渐淡薄。
Just like how Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew records that when there is much lawlessness, the love will grow cold.
啊，这也是末世会遇到的一种现象。
And this is also something we will face in the end times.
那主耶稣借着约翰写信给以弗所教会。
And so Lord Jesus wrote a letter to the church of Ephesus.
说你们要回顾过来，行起初的爱心。
And he told them, you must return and have the first love.
你从哪里失落，要从哪里啊重新站起来。
And remember, therefore, from where you have fallen.
啊，如果失掉了那个爱心呢、啊？虽然你本来是一个很亮的灯台。
And because you have lost your love, originally you were a very bright lampstand.
因为爱心失掉，所以我要把这个灯台就把它移除了。
But because you have lost your love, I will remove this lampstand.
所以我们这个起初的爱心呢，我们要坚持。
So we have to hold on to our first love.
这样才不会好像一盏明灯被移掉了就消失掉了，失去它的光辉。
So we will not be like a lampstand that is removed and loses its light.
因为爱心才有真正的吸引力。
Because only love can truly attract people. To attract people to come before God.
他说爱能够胜过审判，能够在审判当中夸胜。
And love and mercy triumphs over judgment.
所以这个爱心将跟将来我们的受审判有直接关系。
So we see showing love has a direct relation to the judgment we will receive in the future.
当然我们守道理也很重要啊。
Of course, it's very important to keep the commandments.
所以主耶稣才讲说第一个要好像那个聪明的妇人拿着器皿还不断的发光。
And that's why Lord Jesus gave a parable talking about how the wise virgins continue to have oil in their lamps.
那个就是圣灵充满，坚守道理，有好的行为， 好像明光照耀。
And that's referring to how we are full with the Holy Spirit and we continue to practice good works.
再来就是要多多做圣工。
And then we need to do work, a lot of work for the church.
第三个就是爱心。
And the third thing is love.
所以要分绵羊跟山羊。
That we must, our Lord Jesus will separate the goat from the sheep.
那些绵羊是有爱心的。
The sheep are those who have love.
还能够看顾人的。
Those who watches over people.
他说他们将来可以享受神为他们预备的福分。
And in the future, they can receive the blessings that God has prepared for them.
所以一方面呢，我们弟兄姊妹在生活当中互相的关怀看顾。
So it's on one hand, as brothers and sisters, we look after each other in our lives.
有机会要向众人行善。
And if we have the opportunity, we must do good to others.
行善不要灰心。
And when we do good, we must not lose heart.
到了时候就会有收成。
Because when the time arrives, we will see the harvest.
另外一个就是在信仰上能够彼此互相帮助扶持。
And on another hand, we must also help one another on our faith.
真正的爱是喜欢真理，不喜欢不义的。
Because true love rejoices in the truth and does not like wickedness.
所以如果说这个对所传讲的道理已经偏差了，你又爱他，这个不是真正的爱。
So if a person is already speaking something that is astray from the truth, and you say you love him, this is not true love.
能够让人从这个迷途当中能够醒悟过来当然那个是最大的爱。
The greatest love is to help one turn back from false doctrines and from being deceived.
所以爱是喜欢真理，不喜欢不义的。
So love rejoices in the truth and does not like unrighteousness.
约沙法王一个很大的缺点。
One of the greatest weaknesses of King Jehoshaphat in the Bible.
他就是跟恶人相交。
Is that he befriended the wicked.
亚哈家是很恶的。
King Ahab's house was a very wicked family.
杀害先知带百姓去拜偶像。
They not only killed prophets, but they led the people to worship idols.
让整个国家民族陷在那个患难当中。
He caused the entire kingdom to fall into disarray.
但是很可惜这个耶撒瓦王是很好的一个王。
And it's very unfortunate because King Jehoshaphat was a very good king.
因为他属神的道，所以神就让他强盛起来了。
Because he kept the commandments of God, so God made him a very strong king.
但是当他强盛以后，就跟亚哈家结亲。
But once his nation became strong, he had his family marry with King Ahab's family.
让他的儿子娶了亚哈的女儿。
He had his son marry King Ahab's daughter.
后来这个女儿很坏。
And later on, King Ahab's daughter was very wicked.
死掉以后他就起来篡位。
After King Jehoshaphat's son passed away, she tried to take hold of the throne.
为着要做王把王室里面可以继承王位的全部杀掉。
And because she wanted to be the ruler herself, she killed all the sons of the king.
就剩下一个小王子被姑姑把他藏起来。
Only one remaining son remained that the son's aunt had hidden.
所以约沙华因为跟恶人相交所以他整个家族受到很大的亏损。
Because King Jehoshaphat befriended the wicked, so his entire family suffered.
他跟亚哈一起出战。
And when he went out to battle with King Ahab,
差点死在战场上面。
He nearly died on the battlefield.
他跟那个亚哈的儿子一起造船要去做生意。
And he wanted to build some ships with the son of Ahab, King Ahab, to gain some business.
但是神就不喜悦，让他的船就坏掉了。
But God was not pleased and allowed all the ships to be destroyed.
神又派先知责备他。
And God sent a prophet to rebuke him.
你怎么跟恶人相交？
Why are you befriending the wicked?
你怎么爱那些恨恶神的人？
Why do you love those who hate God?
所以跟恶人相交这个是神所不喜悦的。
So God is not pleased if we befriend the wicked.
虽然主耶稣来世界常常跟罪人睡立在一起。
Although when Lord Jesus in this world, he often stayed with the sinners and the tax collectors.
但是他们知道这些人是在生活在罪当中，自己没有力量来脱离。
But Lord Jesus knew that these people lived in sin and they did not have the strength to leave from sin on their own.
主耶稣的目的是把他们从罪中把他们拯救出来。
And Lord Jesus was trying to save them from sin.
所以他说啊, 有病的人啊, 才知道, 才用得着医生。
That's why Lord Jesus said, only the sick needs a physician.
因为这些人啊, 啊, 本来不是本性就坏, 而是受到环境的影响。
Because these people, did not start out bad, they were only affected by their surroundings.
所以说的目的是把他们从罪当中救赎出来。
And the purpose of Lord Jesus is to save them from their sin.
啊, 所以这个善恶啊, 公义啊, 要分, 是非, 要分得很清楚。
So we must be able to discern between right and wrong, and the righteous and the wicked.
啊, 对那个罪恶啊, 离道的事情啊, 我们是绝对不妥协的。
So we can never compromise and support the wickedness from departing from the truth.
啊，当然，我们私下不去判断，不去批判论断呢。
And of course, individually, we cannot criticize or judge others.
好像大扫罗失败了。
Just like when King Saul failed in his faith.
啊，但是大卫啊，他不要触及。 唯一要想要去把他害死，没有这样。
But we see that King David didn't make his own judgment and want to harm King Saul.
他是神的受膏者。
Instead, David said he is the anointed of God.
他将来怎么样，那是他跟神之间的关系。
Whatever happens to him is between him and God.
我绝对不伸手去害神的受膏者。
And I cannot raise my hand and harm the anointed.
所以个人之间呢，啊，没有。 这个仇恨也不去论断啊，去批评别人。
So in our relationship with other people, we should not hate and we should not judge or criticize.
但是教会是一个属灵的团体。
But the church is a spiritual body.
神父的教会有流罪受罪的权柄。
God gave the church the authority to forgive sins.
违背圣经教训的。 违背教会规定的，啊，这个教会有权柄啊来实行这个训诫。
If there are members of the church who departed from the truth or is against the truth, then the church has authority to cleanse the church. And this is to preserve the sanctity of the church.
所以对一些不法的事情啊，教会要处理。
So the church must deal with matters of unrighteousness within the church.
因为不能够让它变成笑。
Because the church cannot allow the unwickedness to become a yeast in the church.
啊，所以有的败子在那个麦田里面。
So we see that even among the seeds, there are the bad seeds.
因为它不会影响别人。
Even though it won't affect other people.
有时候拔败子会去伤到麦子。
And if you try to take out the tares along with the wheat, you might take out some of the wheat.
所以让它一起长。
So in the parable, Lord Jesus allowed both the wheat and the tares to grow until it is time for harvest. The wheat will be harvested and taken to the storehouse. But all the tares will be bounded and thrown into the fire. And so in the last days, God will also pick out those who are unrighteous from the righteous and throw them out. But for another type of scenario,
就好像笑一样啊，会影响到别人呐。
We see that sometimes the unrighteousness is like yeast that will affect other people. So the church has to deal with these issues.
因为如果不处理的话，这整个面团呐，啊，就发酵起来了。
Because if the church does not deal with the yeast, the entire lump will rise.
啊，笑就是主的异端、邪恶跟邪教。
And the yeast talks about the false doctrines, the hypocrisy, and wickedness.
啊，所以这不是没有爱心的问题。
And this is not a matter of whether you have love or not.
因为这是神父托给教会的一个职责。
But this is a responsibility that God has given the church.
尤其啊，传异端的，攻击诽谤教会的。
Especially matters where people are preaching false doctrines or attacking the church.
神不可能啊，容许他继续存在的。
God cannot allow the false doctrines to continue to remain.
我们来唱诗492首。
So let us sing hymn 492.